Jobs candidate Dwayne Stovall for United States Senate. Good morning and welcome to the program, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to say I did make your appearance at the VFW here in Lubbock on Saturday evening, and I really enjoyed hearing you speak, and I personally think you're a great guy. You are a candidate that stands for federalism and limited size of federal government, and I'm in complete agreement with that. But what we wanted to focus on this morning is your campaign has filed ethics charges against the Steve Stockman campaign with the Federal Election Commission. Now, as I understand it, this is a huge deal, and quite possibly could be a game changer. Tell us exactly how this worked out and how you discovered it.
Well, there's a number of back things everybody needs to understand. Number one, I am in Congressman Steve Stockman's district. He's my congressman. There were issues around what we submitted for during the last campaign, which had to do with a lot of bogus mailers that were sent out to look like news journals, and they were published by a Center for the American Future, or they had these websites and these groups that were supposed to be the underlying publishers of these things. Well, throughout that campaign and this campaign, Steve has consistently said he's not connected to these people in any way. Well, the problem is I have no political affiliations whatsoever. I'm not connected to the political circle at all. And during the last month, we've had people coming to us to say, you really need to look at this. You really need to look at this. And what we found was the website for the outfit that was supposedly publishing all these.
Yeah, the Center for American Future.
They had a public website, and on that website, amazingly, there was a page that had public access. Wrap your head around this. It had public access to donors to the Senate campaign for Steve Stockman.
Oops.
And all of their confidential data, plus their credit card information.
Oh, gosh.
So this guy found it, transferred it to a journalist. This journalist contacted the campaign. We got to looking at it and said, oh, my, there's a direct connection somehow, shape, or form between the campaign and this 501c4, which is collusion. So,
And illegal.
Yeah, between it and the fact that these donors' information was for public consumption, that's a major issue. So, yeah, I mean, there's just nothing honest about the whole thing to us, and we just figured the FEC needed to look at it and decide whether they want to move forward on it or not.
Well, aside from the fact that it's a solicitation by the Center for the American Future was basically trying to manipulate or swing votes towards Stockman, and basically he is connected to the organization, which is a no.
We believe that to be true, and we think the data proves that, and I think the FEC should make a judgment on that in the next few days on whether or not they're going to move forward on it. I don't see how they can't. Steve was punished by the FEC. He was fined $40,000 for the exact same behavior in the 90s. His campaign is riddled with people who've had judgments against them for manipulating fraudulent voting behavior, and it's really an odd little cabal he's got himself wrapped up with to try to manipulate votes. And the underlying message of it is, and what the Texans need to understand, that this goes very deep and wide, is that all these mailers and these so-called, quote-unquote, conservative value groups are generally just shells for fundraising, and you're giving your money to people who are just lining their pockets.
They make themselves appear as if they're like a pack.
Sure.
But,
well, they might even be a PAC, but they might not be proactive. They might just be a PAC created to get donations.
Right. Okay. Now, let me ask you this, Dwayne. When you say the data, what type of proof do you have that illustrates the wrongdoing?
Well, we submitted we pulled the data off their website before they closed the website down completely. So, they got wind that somebody was on their website and pulling this data, and they shut the whole thing down, not just that location. But we had copies of it. We submitted that to FEC for their review. The public open exposed personal data of all these donors. We didn't submit it until we cross-referenced it against Voter Vault. And for those that don't know what Voter Vault is, that's the hard list of all your Republican voters in the state of Texas. You have access to that if you're a candidate. And we cross-referenced these donors on this list, and they're bona fide Texas voters.
Right.
So it was, yeah, this is significant. I mean, if your bank exposed your data to everybody in the world and didn't say anything about it or just left it out there, you'd be a little upset.
Yeah, aside from the fact of the voter and the fundraising issues. Hey, Dwayne, listen, I appreciate you giving us the first radio interview regarding this. We will try and establish contact with you again during the election wrap-up show tonight between 7 and 10:30. As well, wanted to wish you well at the polls, and I appreciate you taking the time this morning to visit with us.
Thank you very much. Just tell everybody if they want to start putting Texas first to go to the polls today and vote for me.
Dwayne Stovall, thank you very much.
Thank you.